Sunday morning, fat this cowlin. Do 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 do. Every Sunday's Father's Day.
What the fuck? That was pretty good, right?
Hello, Daddy Gang. Welcome back to another Sunday session. I am in full fucking mom mode right now. I was just on my hands and knees getting fucked. Nope. I was just on my hands and knees patting down the most potent pee that I've ever seen on this gray carpet. Bruce is 9 months old. If you guys don't know who that is my dog. Okay, there's Bruce and there's Henry. Bruce is such a little fucking slut. Like, whenever he meets anyone, he cannot keep his legs closed, literally. He will fall to the floor. He will flip over and just open his legs. And he just wants you to rub his penis, okay? Like father, like son. Bruce has just been getting after it, like this little hornball. And he just can't stop peeing when he sees people now. So he never was peeing. He's potty trained, everything. But recently, he gets so overly stimulated and excited when he sees people that when he flips over, he starts peeing. But the issue is because he's flipped over on his back, he starts peeing on himself. This issue, though, was it started to dribble down. And I'm like, Bruce, you're fucking peeing on yourself. And then the pee got all on this, like, light gray carpet that we have. Lauren just got in town. Same thing happened. She shows up. Bruce flips onto his back, wants his penis rubbed, and then at the same time just starts peeing on his fucking self. And I'm like, bro, it's just so cute because he's so excited. He just gets so happy to just be loved. Henry is like, I only like two people in this world, my mom and my dad, and everyone else get the fuck away from me unless you really put in work with Henry. Henry is hard to get. Henry is someone that you have to actually work really hard to have him respect you and want you to even touch him. Bruce is like, oh my God, the mailman, hi, penis rub. Oh my God, this woman walking down with her fucking cane, penis rub. The CVS woman, penis rub. Like, he is constantly just spreading his legs and opening up. This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it, right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more. Welcome back to another Sunday session. It's just going to be you and me today, Daddy Gang. I am so excited to talk to you guys. I don't really have that much planned, but I feel like there's been a lot of things going in going on in my life recently that I just wanted to do a little life update. So I recently went to Wyoming. We were at dinner with a couple friend of ours. The couple was talking to us about this home that they have in Wyoming. And I was just sitting there listening to them talk about the river and the horses and nature. And I was like, wow, like I've been so fucking stressed out. Like that sounds like a dream to be one with motherfucking nature instead of my phone and work. And so we left that dinner and then they texted us that week and we're like, guys, we actually think we're gonna go to the ranch. Would you guys wanna come with us? And immediately I'm like, yes, I feel so excited for all the amazing, great, fun things going on business-wise that I have coming up and going on. But like, I have a really bad tendency to lean in to the point where I am so bad at making time for anything else other than work. I'm working on that in therapy of like, work-life balance is definitely something that I'm sure a lot of you guys experience. Maybe your life balance is better than your work or your work is better than your life. I also know it's like I'm at that point in my life where these are the years that I want to grind it out. I don't have kids. I don't have any other responsibility other than my relationships and my work. But sometimes I should try to do something fucking else. You know, it's always good if even if you like something, it's good to step away from it so that you appreciate it more when you come back. Anyways, Wyoming. I cannot explain to you, and I feel like our generation is a little luckier, like millennials, zillennials. I know a time in my life when I actually went outside and played manhunt with people and played capture the flag and played sports games outside in the cul-de-sac in my backyard. And I feel like now kids just don't do that anymore. It's like, here's the tablet, here's the iPad, here's the whatever. Like I had to go to fucking Olive Garden with my parents and draw on the table with crayons. There was no such fucking thing as a tablet that I could like play games. I had to be creative and play my own games, as I'm sure a lot of you listening had to do too. And there is something so healthy about being so present with nature. I don't remember the last time I was as happy as I was when I was just in Wyoming. We got there and their ranch has all these like little cabins. Matt and I got this cabin and it had like a bedroom and a bathroom and basically that was it. And it was so perfect. And we just look outside and there's horses and ATVs and fucking nature and wilderness. And it was like, whoa. I felt like I was able to actually disconnect off my phone. We're holding this thing 24/7. And so I was just so happy. And you guys, little backstory on my mother. So when I was growing up, both of my parents were very athletic. And my dad played hockey in college and he also played baseball and tennis and he was just like loved athletics. And my mom was an equestrian. That sounds so fucking bougie. My mom did not come from like money, but like she was an only child and she was so good at riding horses. And she was one of like the top nationally ranked equestrians. Well, equestrian's such like a bougie fucking word. I've always seen these pictures of my mom and I've never ridden a horse in my life. I think there's something to be said if like your parents liked doing something. I feel like we're obviously a percentage and a part of them. So I'm like, maybe I'll enjoy horses too. You guys, when I got to Wyoming, I could not get off my horse. Shout out Eddie. I immediately connect with this horse and I just felt so fucking happy. Matt and everyone was like, okay, we're done riding horses for the day. And I was like, no, I want to keep going. Like, no. And it came really naturally to me. And I was just, Matt's behind me, like struggling. Like, I think I'm ready for like a whiskey. Like, I don't need my ball. He's like, I love the horses. But like, every time we're riding, my balls are just getting fucking crushed on the saddle. Meanwhile, I was like, ooh, my vagina's loving the feeling. Like, I'm vibing with it. Like, a little, like, it felt great, okay? Me and Eddie were getting along. Us and nature equals happiness. Us and technology equals not so fucking happy unless we're using it in a way sparingly that will make us happy. Like you listening to this podcast on your way to work or at work. So anyways, I had a great time in Wyoming. I was thriving and then I got back. I'm getting ready for this tour that I'm going on. And I just want to talk to you guys about it for a second. I wouldn't say going on tour is something that I've dreamt of my whole life. Because, like, when you think of going on tour as a kid, you're like, oh, I don't, like, sing. So I'm not going to, like, be in an arena singing. So this wasn't something that I had, like, dreamt of. But I feel like there's this bond that we have, but it's so virtually connected. Obviously, I can't hang out with you guys every week. I wish I could watch the episodes with you guys and have discussions about them every week. But for the most part, I'm recording these episodes and then I'm pressing upload and then I'm going and picking up Henry's shit or wiping Bruce's fucking pee off of my carpet. The minute I started Call Her Daddy, I just knew one day I needed to be in a room with you guys, even if it was just like for a meetup. There's just been a lot that's happened throughout my time with Call Her Daddy and it just never has felt like the right moment, because if I'm going to do it, I want it to be right. I've never been on a stage in the capacity that I'm about to be on one. I remember one of the first times I went on stage was my good friend Hannah Berner was in New York City. And I remember she was doing a comedy show and Matt and I went by to like support and watch. And Hannah was like, what if I bring you up on stage? And I'm like, bitch, no. And she's like, come on, like you are going to go on tour one day, Alex. And like Hannah's been so instrumental in encouraging me to have the confidence to do this kind of thing. I remember in New York, she like pulled me up. I blacked out. Well, both. I was drinking and I just blacked out. And I don't even remember what I said. And I remember getting off stage and there was Daddy Gang in the audience and you guys were so supportive. But I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? It's not like natural to stand on a stage and talk to people. And like, I'm not a comedian. You know what I mean? Like Hannah has jokes. She's a fucking comedian. Chelsea Handler, she's a comedian. Like all I can think of these people that are comedians. I'm not a comedian. How do I entertain you guys on a stage? And so I've been really putting a lot of thought into what I want this show and this tour to be. Without giving it away, I am so proud of it. And I think it's going to be so fun. That is like my main goal. Like I said, I just want you guys to have fun and I want to have fun too. But as long as you guys are happy, I'm fucking happy. So I will say the stories that I am remembering going through each phase of my life are appalling that I've never told some of these on Call Her Daddy. Like I am remembering even more stories from Boston that I was telling Lauren when she got here. I'm like, Lauren, did you remember this story? Lauren's dying. She's like, are you going to tell that on tour? And I'm like, I don't know if I have enough time, but if not, I need to do a Call Her Daddy episode about it. I'm going to get sappy for 2 seconds. Okay. For the past 5 years, and now this is, we're going on to our sixth year, I have grown up with you guys and I don't take that lightly. Like I recognize that a lot of the stories that I'm telling about my life, you guys DM me and you're like, I relate to this or I connect to this or I have experienced something similar. When you have that type of relationship where we feel like we're growing up together, there's just like a different level of a bond. And even though I know I've never met you guys, when I get into a room with you guys, even when I meet some of you on the street or at, you know, wherever I am, there's like an emotional reaction I have every time I meet you guys because I feel like I already know you when I meet you. If you're Daddy Gang, I know you. You are confident. You are constantly working and fighting for what you want in your life. And we have a standard that we're trying to set. And I feel like we're a part of this something bigger than just like a show. Like I genuinely feel like there's this community when you meet people in the Daddy Gang, you're like, oh yeah, I fuck with you. Cause like we are like-minded. The Daddy Gang, I feel like, is so dope that you guys are gonna be like, oh, you came alone, like come hang out with us, let's go to the bar after together. Like, and it's also cool that it's in a city where if you live there you can actually make friends. If you're watching this and you were nervous about coming to the tour alone, you're not alone. You're literally with the Daddy Gang, and I think it's gonna be dope that you should tell people like, I came alone, like what are your guys' names? Like everyone should meet and mingle. If you're all in this city together, why don't you guys all become friends? And you immediately have a conversation starter. Hi, my name's Rebecca and I like Call Her Daddy. You too? Great. Let's go talk about it. Please do not feel weird coming alone. You are not alone. And also I'm there and I'm going to be alone on stage. Okay. For some of it. I just wanted to thank all of you though, because it means a lot to me and this doesn't feel like a job and I feel really, really fortunate that you guys listen to me every week, but yes. Okay. I'm going to stop rambling about that. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Dottie Gang, I am now in a complete different location than when I first started filming this episode. I'm sitting backstage at tour rehearsals in New York City. It's so crazy because I was talking about all of this about to start happening in my life, and now I'm quite literally in the thick of it. I have had 2 days of tour rehearsals, and although I don't want to give too much away, what I will say is I did post saying I was going to tour rehearsals, and so many of you were like, Alex, what the fuck, what do you mean tour rehearsals? Like, what are we going to see on this show? I thought you were just like sitting in a chair and talk. Dottie Gang, you didn't think that the show was just going to be a static show. I want to entertain you in every single possible minute of my life that I'm breathing on this earth. And that means that this is not going to be a normal tour. I know you guys are like, babe, I bought a ticket, but I have no idea what I bought the ticket for. Just have no fear. Your father is here and I've got you. I will say, I'm feeling really grateful. I have so many amazing people like around me right now, but what I didn't realize is how many people a tour takes to make shit happen. I've seen so many people being like, bitch, okay, the tour is bachelorette themed, which again, just to give some context, like when I started this show, I had no idea the amount of community and quite literally family that this show would build. I feel so connected to you guys. And so it doesn't feel right to celebrate my bachelorette without you guys. I'm gonna rage with you on stage. We're gonna rage together on this tour. But what do you wear? What do you wear? Because although it's a bachelorette, you fucking know me, Daddy Gang. Sweat at all cost. I'm gonna have a couple outfit changes, but what I will say is this. Wear whatever the fuck you wanna wear to tour. If you wanna wear your sweatpants, your unwell sweatsuits, fabulous. Get it, bitch. If you wanna go all fucking out and wear a hot little dress and show the fuck up and get those Instagrams, get your Instagrams. I am totally excited to see you guys makeshift whatever you wanna makeshift. And I just want you guys to know, just keep in mind, who's gonna be in the audience with you guys? The Dottie Gang. It's literally gonna just be a bunch of people that are like-minded and we all vibe and fuck with each other. So no one's gonna be judging. If you wanna come in your sleeping bag, babe, bring the sleeping bag, okay? If you want to come in your prom dress. But I would say, I think it's either sweats or it's like vibing out for a bachelorette theme.
Can we bring signs?
You can absolutely bring signs. Please bring signs. I'm like going to be up there talking and I am so ADHD that I will not be able to not be like, what does that sign say? What does that sign say? So please bring signs. And also some people are like, babe, is this for me to bring like my fiance and my partner? Men are welcome, obviously. Yes, of course, there's gonna be so many girls and gays here, but like, we can have the straight men come through. If you wanna bring your boo, bring your fucking boo. Matt's gonna be here. Maybe you'll see a little appearance from him. I don't know. Also, let's pregame a little bit. I will be pregaming, which means you should be pregaming the fuck out of the show. Responsibly, of course. Don't come in and be like, I'm so fucking hammered. Yeah, let's keep it like at a normal, by the end of the night, hammered. When maybe when you come in, make sure the police aren't having to escort you out because you're vomiting all over the... Listen. Bye, boys. Oh, what do you think that was about? Oh. I'm going to put this out there so you guys just know this. I know that this is my job to talk for a living on a podcast like this. I'm not used to being in front of thousands of people watching me talk. So I'm just going to let you guys in on this because you're my family and my friends. I'm fucking nervous. Like, I'm nervous because I just want everything to go so perfectly, and I want you guys to have a good time. As it starts to come together, like, I'm just so fucking excited. And by the time this comes out, okay, this is Sunday, this Friday, I am opening the tour in Boston, and it feels really fucking cool that it's in Boston. There's something really nostalgic about, like, so much of Call Her Daddy was birthed in Boston, of who I was and things that I was doing and decisions I was making all started in Boston, that formed me into the person that press record on episode one and started talking about dick and boys and all the good things that you all remember. So I'm excited. Ooh. Daddy gang, me, you, the vagine, this mouth. If you can't make it on tour, which makes me really sad, I'm always going to take care of you. If you can't come to this tour, one day you will feel like you were a part of this tour. Have no fear. Okay, come with me. I'll give you guys a little sneak peek, and then I do have to go. Let's go out on this side. There's a pole.
There.
That was amazing, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Your stage presence is, like, insane. Have you worked on, like, an actual
stage? No, this is my first time ever.
Are you serious?
This is the first time I've ever done it.
That's amazing.
It's coming together.
It's going to be amazing.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
And thank you so much for helping. I appreciate everyone that is helping right now. It means a lot. Thank you.
It's so funny because I've listened to you. I'm going to cry.
Stop. What? No, you're daddy gang? What? Girl! Another hug.
So I also played D1 sports at UMass. So me and my friends knew about you because we went to, like, school together in Massachusetts.
Truly, when I hear stuff like that, it's like, this is all fun and cool, but, like, actually getting to meet people face to face, I'm like, you're literally the reason that I, like, have this job and do this. So thank you.
Yeah, you should be so proud of yourself.
Thank
you.
And thank you for that compliment, because now I'm like, okay, I can breathe. I can fucking breathe. Literally, I was up at 3 a.m. last night being like, is this a good show or is this, like, fucking bad? And thank you.
This is awesome.
Thank you. Oh my God. Okay. Anyway. Oh, I'm so happy that you're here.
Yeah.
That makes me also feel better, because there's something about knowing, like, you care about the show and you're, like, also daddy gang. I'm like, oh,
my God, absolutely.
We got each other. Girl, we got each other. Woo! Okay, daddy gang. Okay. That is it for this week's episode. I love you so much. I am about to go just shit my pants because I'm so nervous. And knowing I'm putting this out in this moment means I'm that much closer to going and being in front of all of you. So go easy on your father. And when I come out on that stage, I better fucking hear you guys making some noise, because I've been screaming this whole time. I'm like, daddy gang! I will see you fuckers next Wednesday. This Wednesday, but I'll also see you fuckers
Friday.
On tour Friday. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, daddy gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.